Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
On May 7th, Kenai Peninsula Borough member Ryan Tunseth sponsored a resolution recognizing a local athlete who has made some groundbreaking strides. Allie Ostrander, a Kenai High School graduate, has made exceptional achievements in athletics, specifically in cross country and track and field.
Allie's remarkable talent was evident early in her career, beginning with her unprecedented victories in the Alaska High School sports arena, where she secured multiple state championships and set numerous records. And whereas her athletic prowess continued to flourish at Boise State University, where she earned multiple NCAA titles and garnered national recognition for her exceptional skills and sportsmanship.
Tunseth continued to say that Ostrander's induction into the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame is a testament to her dedication and perseverance across the Kenai Peninsula, and she inspired many young athletes nationwide.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly recognizes and commends Allie Ostrander for her outstanding athletic achievements and her well-deserved induction into the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame.
As Allie could not attend the meeting, her father, Paul Ostrander, accepted the award on her behalf. A man was shot and killed after raising a gun at four Anchorage officers. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Anchorage police officers responding to a disturbance call shot and killed a man early Monday after he pointed a gun at them, Police Chief Bianca Cross said. Four different officers discharged their weapons, striking the adult male once in the upper body, Cross said at a news conference. The man was pronounced dead at the scene, an apartment complex in West Anchorage. No officers were injured. Police were responding to a call about a disturbance between a man and a woman at the complex, Cross said. Before officers arrived, they were informed the man had left the apartment and was outside with a long gun. Officers approached the complex on foot, and officers fired after the man raised the gun toward them. The shooting was captured on the officers' body cameras, which will be released following the investigation, said Cross. Cross didn't provide other details of the incident, citing the ongoing investigation. The state's Office of Special Prosecutions will determine if the officer's use of deadly force was justified. Following that investigation, the police department's Internal Affairs Unit will investigate to determine if there were any policy violations in the shooting. The four officers involved were placed on 4 days of paid administrative leave. Their names will be released 3 days after the shooting. The name of the man who was killed will be released after next of kin have been notified. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan and U.S. Representative Mary Peltola introduced the Chugach Alaska Land Exchange and Oil Spill Recovery Act to direct a land exchange between the federal government and Chugach Alaska Corporation. This exchange would resolve conflicts that exist between the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council's Habitat Protection Program goals for habitat conservation of surface lands impacted by EVOS and Chugach Alaska's corporation's responsibilities to its Alaska Native shareholders under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act to develop its subsurface rights under the same lands. The land exchange directed by this legislation would require Chugach to trade approximately 230,000 acres of subsurface estate for 65,000 acres of fee simple land owned by the federal government. Most of the lands that would be exchanged were identified in the Chugach Region Land Study and report to Congress from December 2022. For more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana. Coming up, we'll take a look at our top news headlines from Tuesday.